Hi, thanks for coming.
Did you get lost?
It's okay. It happened a lot to me my freshman year, too.
But you're here now.
We should get started. You're in Art History 175, right? Introduction to the Basics? Cool. So what unit are you on? Ooh, ancient Greek and Roman architecture. Okay, I can work with that. So, where did Professor C leave off? He seemed to be focusing on Roman architecture and propaganda from the looks of your notes. Okay, that's it exactly? Let's get started then. So, in the 4th century AD, the Romans really had architecture and propaganda down pat. The army would wind through modern-day Europe, conquering cities and countries, and after leaving those cities, a team of the best architects and builders would be left behind to help, renovate the cities? This mainly happened in which country? Yeah, France. At least this is what Professor C wants the class to focus on, right? Okay. So, the Romans developed a sophisticated worldview, which they projected successfully through literature, inscriptions, architecture, art, and elaborate public ceremonial. It says here in your textbook, and your notes, good, that the Romans really had everything down to a T on how they wanted to portray themselves. They were very sophisticated for the time that they lived in. Did you know that they even had running water and working plumbing? Yeah, they did. It's amazing how some countries in Europe, like England, didn't have any of that well into the 19th century. Well, indoor plumbing at least. Roman plumbing was outside. They were these huge squares of little holes in the wooden slats for people to use. Aren't you glad we have indoor bathrooms now? Okay, moving on from the propaganda side of their architecture, I think Professor C wanted us to focus now on why they chose the shapes they did for their bridges and huge monuments. When looking in France specifically, we can turn to what for examples of Roman architecture? Yes, the Arc de Triomphe and the Pont des Gardes. So, let's focus on the Arc de Triomphe first. Now, even though this was built way down the line in the 19th century, 1806, yes, why do we still view this as Roman architecture? Right, the circular round arch was developed by the Romans. And what do you call the architectural design of placing them side by side? That's okay, no worries. It's called an arcade. I remember it because it has arc in the name. Plus, in an arcade, all the games are lined up side by side. Kind of a stretch, but it helps. Alright, I think that's about as specific as Professor C wants you to go with the Arc de Triomphe, so let's move on to the Pont des Gardes. So when was the Pont des Gardes built? 1st century AD, correct. There isn't really a specific date, but that should suffice since that's what's in the textbook. Okay. This bridge also served another purpose. Have you guys discussed that yet? Right. It was also an aqueduct during the Roman era. The Pont des Gardes is an ancient Roman aqueduct bridge built in the 1st century AD to carry water over 50 kilometers to the Roman colony of Nemausus. Nemausus? No. It crosses the River Gardon near the town of Vaux-Pont-des-Gardes in southern France. The Pont des Gardes is the highest of all Roman aqueduct bridges and one of the best preserved, according to your textbook. Does Professor C want you guys to know the height and length? Right. Well, it's 902 feet long and I think 160-ish feet tall. Crazy, right? And it's also an arcade, or a row of those round arches all along the river. Stacked on top of the first layer, which would have been the bridge slash like road portion of the Pont des Gardes, is another row of arches, which held up the aqueduct. Now it's no longer really needed with modern plumbing, but a lot of people will go up there to take pictures. It's probably really amazing to see. Well, I think that's it for our session. Oh wow, would you look at the time! Thanks for coming to the session. I really hoped that you feel more comfortable with the subject. Do you want to meet again? Okay, good. Next week, same time? Sure, sounds good. Bye, listener.